Praise the Lord Jesus. Beautiful day today to be alive and to know and to love and serve the King. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We have a divine healing ministry, and we're trying to teach you some of the Word of God, what He says about the rewards right now and the gifts you can receive. And one of those gifts is divine healing, that we don't have to be sick if we walk in obedience to God's Word. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy to walk there. The enemy makes it almost impossible for us. But it's not impossible. You can submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, just like Jesus said. But it is a real chore to do it. But you can do it. Praise the Lord. I know a few people that's done it. I've had the privilege to do it for the last 20-something years, so it's been a wonderful walk with God to not have to be sick anymore. I am so grateful to the King. But the day is coming when we will all stand, all of us that are Christians, are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. There's also a day coming when everybody's going to stand before the great white throne that's not a Christian. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we teach your word today, I ask you to bless it. Open the eyes and open the ears of the people that will be seeing and hearing this show, that they may hear and receive the mighty word of the living God. And may you bless them and their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Yep, in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now then, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive rewards as we go into the kingdom in eternity. But as we serve God and are obedient to serve Him here on earth, He blesses us and gives us rewards on this earth. And He promises it that if we'll be obedient, He will prosper us with great health and long life and success here on the earth. And of course, in the flesh, that's what most of us want. Most of us want good health. Well, a lot of people, when they're young and running around here abusing their bodies with drugs and alcohol and everything else, they don't realize there's a day coming that if they keep doing that, their body's going to fail prematurely. But when you get where I am and you've ministered to a lot of these people, you see these people and you see what they're suffering. Now then, the judgment seat of Christ that Paul's talking about in 2 Corinthians is actually for the Christians or the believing Christian only, since the punishment we deserve has already been paid for by Christ. Now, the judgment seat will not be to judge sin. It will be to pass out the rewards we have earned while in the body here on earth. Now, on this earth, if you sin as a Christian, it will open the door to the devil, and the devil will come to you, and he will make you sick or afflict you, and he'll make your life miserable. So you can have Christians that have a miserable life here on earth, or you can have Christians that have a great life here on earth. It all depends upon your obedience, walking in love and doing what the King says. Now, on the other hand, the great white throne, that judgment that's mentioned in the book of Revelation is for lost people only. It's amazing how many people I see that said, well, you know, what am I going to do when I stand before the King of the universe at the great white throne judgment? And I said, well, I thought you were a Christian. They said, well, I am. I said, well, then you're not going to stand before the great white throne as a Christian. Now, that's for the lost people only. Let's see what the Bible says will happen to those who did not receive Christ while they were here on the earth. Now, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, and John says, and I saw a great white throne, a great white throne, and the one who sat upon that throne, from whose face the earth and sky fled away, and they found no place to hide, none. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before God, and the books were opened, the books of works, including the book of life. In other words, the books, plural, were opened. And the dead were judged according to the things written in the books. In other words, isn't it amazing that everything is recorded that you and I do? Each according to the deeds he had done. Verse 13, the oceans surrendered the bodies buried in them, and the earth and the underworld gave up the dead in them. Each was judged according to his deeds. And death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found recorded in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. I can't hardly imagine that. That people today will allow the enemy to deceive them, and they will not walk with Christ on the earth. To think that the Lord has provided everything we need, salvation, he bore our sickness, removed our sins, everything. We come to Christ and walk in obedience to his word. We don't have to sin no more. We don't have to be sick no more, but we do have to stand on his word. And if we do, he blesses us, and then when we give up life physically here, we get to go to heaven to be with God. And we get to live in a blessed, wonderful place where the streets are paved with clear gold. Can you imagine a place like that? No, you really cannot, because you've never been to a place like that. You've always lived in a place where maybe they had fairly decent streets, or they were paved with asphalt or concrete, and some of them had holes in them and were rough. But praise God that at least you had them. But these people that are lost, these people are absolutely going to go to hell, and they're going to bust this place wide open. Now, this lake of fire at this point has not been opened. It will not be opened until the Antichrist is thrown into it, way in the end of the age, after the millennial reign of Christ. I think about when the Antichrist is thrown into the lake of fire, and then at the end of the age, the devil is bound and thrown into the lake of fire, and then all the people that have died without Christ will be judged and thrown in to the lake of fire. That's more than I can comprehend. That ought to put a burning desire in mind and your heart to share the gospel of Christ with every human being on this earth. I want everybody to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Everybody. I don't want any to die without Christ. But Jesus didn't want that either, because that's what he came and died for. Now, will everyone receive the same punishment in the lake of fire? It is clear not all will receive the same rewards in heaven. We talked about that in detail. Some people will get few rewards. Some will get a lot of rewards. Some will get great rewards. Some not going to get any rewards at all. Some's going to get crowns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 crowns. Some not going to get any crowns. It all depends on what you did here on this earth. Well, let's see what the Bible says about the place of punishment, the lake of fire or hell. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, it says, for God will judge us for everything we do, including every hidden thing, good or bad. Isaiah 3, 11, but say to the wicked, your doom is sure. You too shall get what your just deserves. Your well-earned punishment is on the way. In Isaiah 59:18, according to their deeds, accordingly, he will, according to their deeds, he will repay them. fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. And in Isaiah 65:6, see, here is my decree, all written out before me. I will not stand silent. I will repay, yes, I will repay them, not only for their own sins, but for those of their fathers too. Wow, says the Lord, for they also burned incense on the mountains and insulted me upon the hills. I will pay them back in full. Now, just as there are degrees of reward in heaven for the saved, there are degrees of punishment for the lost. Let's just let the Word of God speak for itself here as we read some of these scriptures. Go to the New Testament in Matthew 11:23. Matthew 11:23, think about this. Jesus is talking. And he said, and thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. In other words, what he's trying to tell these people, that if Sodom had seen the mighty works they've seen, the coming of the Savior, the mighty miracles he performed and everything else, they would have repented and come to God. But they didn't have the privilege to see him. But you think about Nineveh. The Lord sent Jonah to Nineveh. And he didn't want to go because he knew God was a merciful God. But when Jonah was persuaded to go to Nineveh, I mean, he said, I ain't going, God. And God said, oh, yeah? He said, no, I am not going. Okay. So he goes and gets on a ship and goes the wrong direction. So the Lord says, oh, I'll just send a storm. Now, the people back in those days are smarter than we are. This huge, humongous storm come up out there and tearing up everything. And they said, somebody has angered the gods. A storm like this don't just come up out of the wild blue. Jonah said, it's me. I am running from God. They said, well, what do we need to do? He said, throw me overboard. So they threw him overboard. And when they did, immediately there was a great calm. The wind and everything stopped. It's amazing how today, when we look at all the devastation that occurs all over the world, we never think about a judgment from God. Somebody's done something wrong. But anyway, that's the way it is. Well, when the big fish came and got Jonah, he went to Nineveh. And when he told him, when he walked in after he came out of the belly of this fish for 3 days, because God got his attention, I'm telling you, judgment came upon Jonah. These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.